Hi, it's Keir Finlow-Bates here, and in today's video I'm going to very briefly and succinctly summarise the big difference between Web 2 and Web 3 identification and authentication. In Web 2, we use a system whereby a third party stores a bunch of data about you on a server, and that is used to initially set up an identity and then to authenticate yourself with that identity at a later time. And you do this through a number of different possible mechanisms. One might be something you know, such as a password. Another thing might be something you have, such as a smart card with a chip in it, or a dongle, or something like that. And the third possibility is using something you are, such as biometrics, for example, the pattern of your iris or your fingerprint. And the problem here is that fundamental information concerning your identity is not stored by you, it is stored by this third party. And as a result, if that third party's database is compromised, your identity is compromised, and that is a problem. In Web3, we introduce a fourth way of identifying yourself, and that is through something you can do. And in the Web3 case, the thing that you can do is digitally sign. So in order to understand Web3 identification and authentication, you need to understand digital signatures. And what we have here is something called asymmetric key cryptography. You have a public key that it is safe to reveal to the world, and you make it clear that that is the representation of you digitally online. And then you have a private key that only you hold, and it is only the holder of that private key who can sign things. And those signatures can then be verified against the public key that is your identity. And so in the Web3 world, when you go to log on to a website, the website sends you a challenge. This is something called a nonce, number used only once. And it's basically a random string. And you then digitally sign it with your private key and send the signed version back to the web server. And now the web server can verify that you are indeed you, because only you, the holder of the private key, could sign such a challenge and thereby prove that you are represented by the public key, your identity online. And that's the big difference, because now in Web3, you hold the keys to your identity rather than a copy of them being on a third-party server, and that removes the risk of that third-party server being hacked and your information and your passwords and everything leaking out onto the internet. And that is a good thing. So I hope that has clarified why Web3 identification and decentralized identities are going to be so much more valuable and provide a much better service to users than the current system we use in Web 2.0. I hope you found that interesting, and I'll see you in the next video soon. Bye for now.